Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. Beef livers into the international marketplace. We'll tell you more in just a moment.
Aloha. Ron Hayes inviting you to join my wife and I on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, January 18th through the 27th. We'll fly to Honolulu, the start of a wonderful vacation on the tropical islands of Oahu, Hawaii, and Maui. On Oahu, we'll stay at the Waikiki Beach Marriott Resort and visit Pearl Harbor and the USS Arizona Memorial. We'll then fly to the Big Island of Hawaii, where we'll tour the extraordinary Volcanoes National Park and stay for two nights at a deluxe resort on the Kona coastline. We'll then relax for three nights on Maui in the Hyatt Regency on beautiful Kananapoli Beach, where a special highlight is a traditional Hawaiian luau. Our tour also features an up-close look at Hawaiian agriculture, including the largest cattle ranch on the islands, Maui Tropical Plantation, a Hawaiian goat dairy, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. For more information, call 1-800-826-2266 or log on to holidayvacations.net, keyword Ron. 1-800-826-2266.
What we call variety meats are an important component of the U.S. beef industry's success internationally, with items such as beef livers commanding far greater value overseas than in the domestic marketplace. Two critical destinations for U.S. beef variety meat, especially beef livers, are Egypt and Russia. Through July of this year, variety meat exports to Russia were up 35% in volume and 145% in value to over $24 million over 2009. Exports to Egypt were up 11% in volume and 30% in value, $52.5 million at this point. John Brook is with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He's regional director for Europe, Russia, and the Middle East. He says that beef liver exports have gone quite well into both countries.
Russia and Egypt are the two markets after Mexico which receive the largest quantity of variety meat from the United States. And there is this slight trade-off between Egypt and Russia. So when Russia reopened to U.S. meat in November 2007, as Russia can pay more than Egypt, we were expecting to see quite a big transfer of liver trade from Egypt to Russia. It seems that U.S. exporters were very faithful to their Egyptian clients, and they did not choose just to switch all their trade to Russia on a question of price. So they value both markets, and so the Egyptian market was able to stay pretty close to the 80,000 tons per year. And at the same time, we've got nearly 30,000 tons variety meat going to Russia as well.
So the variety meat story is really good for both countries. In the case of beef muscle cut exports, both countries continue to buy quite a bit of U.S. beef. Export value to Egypt by nearly tripling to almost $25 million. Exports to Russia already setting a new calendar year record at right at $70 million. Thing is, with Russia, we've pretty well filled our quota for the calendar year.
The 2010 figure shows the beef exports to Russia up to 21,000 tons. And I remind you that the import quota for beef from the United States for 2010 is 21,700 tons. So it appears from U.S. export statistics that we have already used up the whole of the import quota.
And Brooke adds that Russia may import U.S. beef muscle cuts beyond the quota, but the tariff rate rises dramatically from 15% up to 75%. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss the Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 1,000 plus head to sale, including 250 Angus bulls, 50 fall Angus pairs, and 700 commercial springbred heifers. For more information, go to expressranches.com on the web or call 800-664-3977. Don't miss the Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming October 4th at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Remember, you can check previous Beef Buzzes up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.